Good morning and hello again. I'm Dr. Tony Vasillo, your host, and this is episode 17 of the Ask the Doc Life Lessons You Should Have Been Taught in School podcast. Hi, gang. You know, Robert Frost, the famous poet, once said, a bank is a place where they'll lend you an umbrella in fair weather and then ask for it back when it begins to rain. Simply stated, putting money in a bank today or under your mattress just doesn't make any sense. Today's topic has to do with using alternative investments to create generational wealth. It answers the question, where do sophisticated investors place their money? For the most part, most sophisticated investors use diversification in order to bolster their overall investment portfolio. You want to try to look for a 15 to 20% return. I know that's very difficult and it sounds easier said than done, but it can be done. I've mentioned to you before, my portfolio is up 18.6% as of this podcast, and I've just made an additional investment, a private equity investment, that should return about 20%. So it does work. All right. Now, I am deviating from my typical format of the podcast because I'm not going to be providing a success tip and then a stock tip this week and then the topic. Why? Because the topic of alternative investments handles all that. It is a success tip by nature. I'm giving you a couple of stock tips within the suggestions. And then the main episode is going to be all about the whole idea of using alternative investments to round out your investment portfolio. Generally speaking, there are seven types of alternative investments that you could get into to diversify your financial portfolio and provide a higher rate of return. I might add that as part of your investment training, I highly suggest you go out and get the book, The Holy Grail of Investing by Tony Robbins. I know Tony Robbins is typically known as the mastery guru or personal best site, so to speak, consultant and public speaker. But he teamed up with a very sophisticated group of investors. He interviewed a bunch of the top investors in the world, and then he published this new best-selling book that I absolutely love. I've read it twice already. Again, The Holy Grail of Investing by Tony Robbins. Go to that. It'll help. The book will actually do a really good job of carefully explaining how the rich get richer and how the old adage, money is of a prolific nature, actually makes sense. All right. As an aside, it's important to realize that 10% of the U.S. population controls 75% of the $140 trillion of wealth distribution. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the way it works. A few other statistics include 40% of the 18 to 29 year olds in the United States have zero retirement savings. 40%. 15% of 60 year olds have no retirement savings. Two thirds of 60 year olds cannot retire. How bizarre is that? And 2% of the population controls 50% of the savings wealth that's out there. So basically what it says is the rich keep getting richer, the poor keep staying poor, and the middle class is suffering with taxes, inflation, and increased prices, particularly at the grocery store level. Now, while stocks and real estate have consistently returned around 7%, alternative investments have an ROI of more like 15%. As I have stated throughout this entire podcast series, I do not invest in anything unless I can get a 15% return. My current portfolio is over 18%, which translates into doubling the money in just under 5 years. All right, now, those seven investments, alternative investments, here they are. First, I know it's going to sound like, well, I can't do that. It's not true. Pro sports ownership. Yeah, I said it. Okay, not only the rich can invest in pro sports teams, and returns are astronomical if you pick the right one. One of the moves I am contemplating making right now is to invest in a women's basketball team, considering all the hype over Caitlin Clark from Iowa, particularly if they win. They beat UConn last night. Who knows what's going to happen? In the secret episode attached to the main episode that's on Patreon, I also provide a few websites to go to in order to learn more about partial sports team ownership. The second alternative investment, general partnership stakes in businesses. 25% of the wealthiest people in the United States made their fortunes using private equity investments. A general partner makes money in two ways, typically being paid both a management and a performance fee. Again, I'm in the middle of that right now, trying to figure out if I can get involved in a general partnership with a business. Number three, private credit and lending. I'm involved in that right now as I just got asked to be on the board of a private lending company. This is basically lending money to established and well-run companies who can't borrow from a bank. The returns are very, very good, as you'll hear more in the secret episode. Number four, investing in the energy sector. Are we going to continue to go global? What about electric cars? China is entering the electric car market. Mid-size pickup trucks are going electric. There's hydrogen power being kicked around and other energy-related resources to ultimately get away from our dependency on fossil fuels. A simple way to do this is to invest in Tesla like I did. However, if you do invest in Tesla as a stock, please watch it carefully as it tends to be pretty volatile in nature. I bought it really, really low and have made about $100 a share on the Tesla stock. Number five, venture capital. VC groups invest in businesses for an equity stake in the company. They use death spirals to take over the company if the company starts to fail. As the company fails, they take over more of the company. Returns on VC also tends to be quite high, but you do need to factor in business failures. As I have always said, if I launch 10 different initiatives in 2024, the math usually works as follows. Three fail miserably, three will break even, and four are going to make me money. And as long as the four that make me money offset the rest, I'm good. In fact, typically, if one of the initiatives hits big, 25, 30, 40% return, it'll completely overshadow anything that you may have lost in the other initiatives. Now, you might be saying, well, hell, Tony, are you kidding me? Only 40% of the time you make money while the other 60% of the time you don't? You can't look at it this way. You can't. You need to look at the total portfolio. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. You're going to break even on some. You're going to hit big on some. The trick is to have an overall greater return of at least 15%. That's the trick. In addition, some of the initiatives are used as tax havens to lower my adjusted gross income. So if I can't make money on an initiative, then by golly, I'm going to write off $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 on my taxes, considering I'm in the maximum tax bracket and I'm paying a stupid wealth tax. I should be able to offset that by with some losses with some of these investments that I'm doing. Number six, real estate. I covered this topic at length in episodes 3 and episode 11, so be sure to revisit them and rewatch those episodes. Essentially, if you choose real estate as an investment strategy, stick to single family homes, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath with a garage. That's, you can't go wrong with those. Buy at 10% below average sales price in a given area. And then again, stick typically to single families. You'll get a return around 7 to 9%. Number seven, investing in disruptive technology such as AI, artificial intelligence. There's no question that artificial intelligence is going to radically change the way we conduct business. Because this topic is so critical to our future as a country, I use the stock market to invest in this sector. I invest in Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Tesla, and Nvidia, all in order to ride the artificial intelligence wave. Okay, that's it for now, folks. Please remember to consider subscribing to my YouTube channel and becoming part of the Patreon family to get those secret episodes. As I mentioned earlier, the secret episode attached to the main session has a lot more resources for you to consider using in order to delve into the topic of alternative investment strategy. As always, please leave me a review, a comment on what you'd like to see, what you want like differently, things I can do better, what you dislike, and you'd like to see me change it. Signing off for now, this is Dr. V, and remember, there is no holy grail of investing. It takes hard work, time, patience, and tenacity in order to become wealthy. Signing off, this is Dr. V. Take care.